In response to community concerns of the residents of the village of Hoosick Falls, the department undertook a cancer incidence investigation to determine whether or not there was any evidence that there's elevated incidence of cancer types that are potentially associated with PFOA that might have been attributed to exposure in the public water of that contaminant. We used our cancer registry and focused on a 20-year time period from 1995 to 2014, which is actually a relatively longer period of time than most cancer incidence investigations of this nature.
What did the report not set out to accomplish?
That's a great question. It does not set out to answer the question of whether or not PFOA causes cancer. Other groups, including the EPA, the International Agency for Research on Cancer, have already opined on that. And there's definitely suggestive evidence of a link between PFOA and certain types of cancer. It also does not set out to answer whether or not there's increased non-cancer health effects in the community of Hoosick Falls. We're very fortunate to have a high-quality cancer registry in New York that allows us to answer questions like this for cancer, but similar registries don't exist for some of the health effects that are non-cancerous that are valid concerns that Hoosick Falls residents should have about things like immune changes, colitis, developmental impact, increased cholesterol, and we're just not able, because disease registries don't exist for those other conditions, we're not able to answer that question.
Now, the report said that the only type of cancer found in the community with a statistically significant rate of occurrence was lung cancer, and that's not typically associated with PFOA. What are the illnesses and types of cancers that are associated with PFOA?
The strongest evidence exists that PFOA potentially causes testicular or kidney cancer. Two other types of cancer that are potentially related are prostate and bladder cancer. Our investigation reviewed 21 different types of cancer, and we really focused our attention and did a more thorough review for those four types of cancer that I mentioned: testicular, kidney, prostate, and bladder. We had no idea when we undertook the investigation what we would find. And as you mentioned, there was evidence of an elevated incidence of lung cancer that was not likely to be due to chance. And when we found that, we went back into the medical literature to see whether or not there was any evidence to suggest that there's a potential link between PFOA and lung cancer. And we didn't find a single study. So we're confident that lung cancer finding is not at all related to PFOA exposure in the community.
Will the Department of Health stay in Hoosick Falls to review occurrences of cancer in the future? And when will this report be updated?
We reviewed a 20-year period of time, as I mentioned, from 1995 through 2014. Some in the community remain concerned that maybe exposure levels in the community were higher in more recent years. While we don't think that's the case, we're going to continue to review cancer incidence data for the village of Hoosick Falls for the future years. And we're making a commitment that we will report on those findings every 3 to 5 years and update our report, especially if we see any change in the cancer patterns in the community.
Now, since the report was posted online, and I know that it's being mailed to homes and residents of Hoosick Falls, there's already been a strong reaction on social media from those within the village and those paying close attention to the issue, who are questioning the methodology of the study or were expecting something different. So what have you to say to those who have those concerns?
First, our department has lots of experience conducting cancer incidence investigations of this type. We've done dozens of them over the last several decades in communities across New York State. There's a commonly accepted methodology that we use that's well accepted in the field, and we're very confident in the methods. It's not an unusual or unexpected reaction in the community that there might have been expectations that there should have been an elevated incidence of cancer for those cancers that are potentially associated with PFOA. We understand that. It's still our responsibility to report our findings as they are. And it shouldn't invalidate, and it doesn't invalidate, the community's very appropriate concerns about health effects associated with PFOA. As I mentioned, there are other non-cancer health effects that remain a concern, and we continue to recommend that the community work with the healthcare providers to make sure that they monitor for those health effects.
I know that the Department of Health has some space over in Hoosick Falls, and there will be meetings held over the next several days where people can get more information. So what will be discussed at these information sessions?
Well, first, you're right. We pretty much do have a longstanding presence in the community at the Armory. Our staff have actually been there 2 to 4 times per week over the last year or more. We're actually going to be present even more over the next week. Beginning tonight, we'll have availability sessions at the Armory every weeknight through next Wednesday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., and then we'll have weekend availability hours from 10 a.m. to noon. We really hope that community members bring their questions to the Armory. We're going to have staff present who are very knowledgeable about cancer and the environment, and we'll be able to answer those challenging questions. It's important to us that the community understand our findings and the methods that we used, and even more importantly, what the study did not do or undertake.
And now, what are some of the next steps? What is DOH looking to do down the road for the residents of Hoosick Falls?
Well, we're making a commitment to provide blood testing in the future to residents. We know that that's an important concern on the mind of many residents. They'd like to see whether or not their blood levels drop in the future, as we expect they will, since we've successfully treated the water. We're going to continue to be present for this community. We care deeply about them, and you know there are a lot of milestones ahead as we continue to deal with the legacy contamination in several different fronts in this community, and we're not going anywhere.